The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 26th message in the series of 52 which I'm giving along the line of what the Bible teaches. I'm doing this to help people find out what the Bible says about how to be saved and why they're saved, and then how they should live after they are saved. And let me remind you again of what I've reminded you two or three times already, that most of the Bible is written to us to help us get through this world. It's all right to know how to go to heaven, and the Bible's clear about that. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we're saved. But you remember now, if you are saved, you still have a Bible to tell you how to get through this world. Let's remember that. You know, it's strange to me what people say. I go up now in this country and hear them talk, and they say such strange things sometimes. I'm surprised how little attention some people give the Bible and how little they know about the Word of God. And they should know about the Word of God, because it's all so plain. You know, I asked somebody some time ago, what about so-and-so? Well, said he's a man that won't trust anybody. Well, I think that's all right. See, I think she had a ground for accusation. Now, I think that a good man's inclined to trust people. Some man said to me one time, every man has his price. Well, I don't believe that. I've known some Christian people you couldn't buy. I'm suspicious of a man that says you can buy any man if you've got the price that he wants. I know some people that I believe would die for the Lord Jesus Christ. I've seen a few people on the road of life I thought would die before they do wrong. I know people have died before they do wrong. I know in the early church, before they'd go back on Jesus, they were martyrs. They went out and died for a cause. And I've said so many times, it's better to die for something than to live for nothing. And I know people that are willing to die for the right and die for Jesus Christ. And whenever somebody tells me everybody's got his price, there's something wrong. Something wrong with the man that says that, because some people you can't buy. Then I'm suspicious of a woman that won't trust anybody. I've heard people say about a woman, well, what do you think about so-and-so? Oh, I have any confidence in her. I wouldn't trust her. Well, there are good women left in the world. There are women that die before they would have the diadem of purity taken their brow. There are women in the world, plenty of them, that are pure. I know that. There are men that are honest. I've dealt with them. And I trust some people. But you know, there's a statement going around over this country, we ought to trust everybody. Now, that's not in the Bible. You hear that to me now? Well, I believe in trusting everybody. Everybody's got a little divinity in them. It isn't so. The Bible tells you the very opposite of this. The Bible says, have no confidence in the flesh. Now, what about the flesh? Well, the flesh produces corruption. What is the flesh? The flesh is man in the raw. It's man as he is. Man that's born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, there isn't any sin that's ever been committed that every sinner under proper provocation couldn't commit. Now, just remember that. Somebody says, how did so-and-so do so-and-so? He did so-and-so because he was a sinner. He didn't practice self-control. He went on and on and on. And there isn't any sin anybody ever committed you couldn't commit if you give up to the flesh. The flesh produces corruption. Now, the Bible says we have no confidence in the flesh. See, you're not to trust the flesh. God's judged the man in the flesh and has set the man in the flesh aside. So you're not to trust the flesh. All right, but I know some men in the flesh that wouldn't do certain things. I've seen men like that that keep their word. They tell you they're going to do certain things, and they do certain things. I've known men that weren't Christians that pay their debts when they were due. They had certain traits of character they had drilled into them. But if that man began to get away, he didn't pay his debts and lets the flesh have right away, isn't anything he's not liable to do. Same way with a girl. A girl starts out life, a pure, sweet girl. You say, I trust my daughter to the ends of the earth. Well, you're crazy. If your daughter wants to go to the ends of the earth, where she ought not to go, you've no right to trust her. A girl that can be trusted doesn't want to be associated with people that might tempt her to go astray. See? Yes. If a person's willing to deliberately expose himself unnecessarily to temptation, Well, he's already gone because he's violated the clear teaching of Scripture to flee youthful lust. So we are not to have any confidence in the flesh. Now, I know some men I wouldn't trust. I know they'll steal. Yes, I've seen fellows that steal. You trust a thief? Well, I've said to you before, I believe I'll say it again. A man's not a thief because he steals because he's a thief. And a man who's naturally a thief, if you tempt him too much, he'll steal. Now, the Bible says God will not suffer Christians to be tempted above that they're able, but with the temptation provide a way of escape. God's not going to let a Christian be tempted beyond what he can endure. But with every temptation that ever comes to a Christian, there's a way of escape. But a Christian doesn't have to sin. He doesn't have to do wrong. But if he doesn't use that way of escape that God points out to him, well, he'd go down too and then say, oh, why did I do it? Why did I do it? Well, David did. Other men have sinned. And I've had Christian people come to me and say, oh, why did I do this? Why did I do that? You know why you did that? Because you did something else you shouldn't have done. You ought to run away from the temptation. You should have been fleeing from the youthful lust. You should have done this. You should have done that. You should have done the other. Yes. Now, I wouldn't trust a man that would deliberately, unnecessarily expose himself to temptation. We'd avoid as far as possible the temptation. You have enough temptation in this world. You don't have to go around hunting the devil. He's looking for you. And you don't have to go around looking for opportunities to have the flesh tempted. You're going to be tempted. Do you mean to tell me that a girl that'll go off to a drinking party with a boy when she is just a plain, ordinary human being, he's a plain, ordinary human being too, and they'll go off and they'll drink cocktails and park a car by the roadside, and she's already gone. That girl's already gone. She doesn't have to go to hell. She's already gone to hell. Well, now, that's what's the matter with the world. We don't listen to common sense, the common sense in the Bible. The Bible's the most sensible book ever been written. You can't find anything wrong in the Bible. It's good sense. The Ten Commandments are sensible. It's not right to steal. It's not right to take God's name in vain. It's not right to do what men are doing. Well, they go ahead and do it, and the more they do is wrong, the less character they have, the faster they go to ruin. So we are not to have confidence in the flesh. What did God say about the flesh? Well, he said the flesh produces corruption. He said, in my flesh I do no good thing. Man, the flesh cannot please God. The flesh is something wrong. All the philosophers of the world, men who've studied the nature of the world, they said he was there, yes. He's a human being, yes. Deliberately went there, yes. So forth and so on, yes. Well, I believe that he did all that, knowing what he's facing, but he went wrong, see? All right. Now then, a man that's right, that has a spiritual apprehension, he's different. He's different. He said, I'm not going to expose myself. I'm not going to take any chance. I used to tell a story back in the old days of school. I haven't told it for a number of years, as far as I know, about a man that wanted to get a chariot driver. And he said he wanted to hire a man to drive his family around the chariot. And he said, a man came to see him, and he said, are you a good driver? He said, oh, yes, I'm a fine driver. Well, he said, you know, this road leads around a precipice here. He said, yes. Well, he said, how near could you get to that precipice with perfect safety if you were driving around? Oh, he said, I've been driving for years. I can get right close up to it. He said, I can get in a foot of it, 2 feet, and never bother. He said, I can't hire you. So another fellow came along. He said, I want to hire you to drive my chariot for me. He said, how near can you come to that precipice around yonder where the road goes? Oh, he said, I know I could come there. I could drive within 6 inches of the place in perfect safety. He said, I can't hire you. After a while, a fellow came around and said to him, he said, how near could you get to that precipice without going over? Perfect safety with my wife and children. Well, so he said, I guess it sounds rather strange, but I can go in 2 inches of it and drive in safety. Well, he said, I can't use you. And the fellow came up after a while and said, I understand you want a chariot driver, somebody to take it over. He said, yes, I do. Well, he said, you know, this road around here leads near a precipice. It looks rather dangerous to me. And I wonder how near you could get there without going over. He said, I don't know, and I'm not going to find out. I'm going to stay as far away as I can. I won't get anywhere near there. I'm not going to try to experiment about a thing of that kind. Man said, I want to hire you. I don't want a man to see how near he can get to a precipice. I want a man to stay as far away as he can the precipice. And let me tell you something, many women, that's had good sense in it. The people in this country today exposing themselves to temptation, especially young people, going on day by day exposing themselves. You know, I remember one time when I was in college, I took an examination and I'd had mumps, and I went over to another room to take it so I wouldn't expose anybody to the mumps. And a certain problem came in my pocket, and I remember that I looked down and I had some of those problems in mathematics already worked out. I'd worked home, I hadn't had a paper in my pocket. And what I did, I took that paper out and tore it up. I didn't want to be tempted. They were pretty hard problems, and I might miss them. Now, you'd better avoid temptation. You'll have enough of it. Devil will pester you enough. The flesh will give you enough trouble in this world. And the time's come where we're going to have to put on the brakes in this country. We've got to get back to the old standards. Flee youthful lust. Resist the devil. Come clean. Stand right. Shoot straight. Be honest. You know, when I was a boy, a fellow lied to you, had no respect for him. And a thief, nobody respects a thief. They taught us to be honest and straight and upright. And you know what happened in those days? Well, the girls lived pretty well, married. Some of them weren't Christians. But they built pretty good homes and reared children. A lot of them were converted. Let me tell you something. A man's never the same after he makes a mess of his life. Sometimes people talk to me about a drunkard, and they say, well, he's a converted old bum. Look at him. Well, he'd have been a better man if he'd never been a bum. Sin never leaves anybody in a better condition than found him. Sin always ruins and destroys. So we better listen to it. Now, may God help us to see it. Yes, I am inclined to trust people. But I'm not told to trust the flesh. I'm not told to trust men that play with sin. I'm not supposed to. I'm to love everybody. I'm to love everybody and try to get everybody saved. But this thing, you said, yes, trust your fellow man. Everybody's all right. Just trust him. Well, you try and see. I've tried it sometimes, and that's the reason I've been broke sometimes. Let's get back to the Word of God. What do you say, God? Have no confidence in the flesh. Don't even trust your own flesh, anybody else's flesh. The flesh, the man in the flesh is a natural man. But the regeneration is something supernatural that God puts into us. You can trust that life if it has right away. But if you give flesh right away, you can't trust it. Spiritual values are the important values. May God help us to realize it. Our Heavenly Father, give us the leadership of the Spirit of God and give us the victory day by day along the road of life. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. Dr. Jones once said, every successful man I have ever met had come at some time under the dominating power of a great truth. The truth of this statement has been repeated countless times as Christian men and women have discovered success as they have applied the dynamic truths of the Word of God to daily living. Thousands of graduates of Bob Jones University claim one of Dr. Jones' biblical chapel sayings as their dominating truth of life. These chapel sayings, now in booklet form, can be yours, free for the asking. The address is Word of Truth, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen next week at this time for another message from the Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.